Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news that Sociedad forward Alexander Isak has revealed he has a desire to play in the Premier League. Signed a new deal with Sociedad over the summer, he's now contracted to his club until June 2026. But the 22-year-old continues to attract both Manchester clubs, Chelsea and Arsenal. Isak has said he's very happy with the White and Blues, but has opened the door to a future move. He said, "I'm in a good place at the moment. I'm very happy, but one day it would be nice to play in England as well. They have six or seven of the biggest clubs in the world, and it's a very high level. And of course, one day it would be an alternative. Every player wants to be the best version of themselves and reach the highest possible level. I have expectations of myself that I'm trying to fulfil." Into other news, and goalkeeper Zach Steffen has announced that, the club has announced that he's signed a new contract. The United States international is currently in his second season as deputy Edison, already making a total of 16 appearances in the competitions he's been allowed to play in. But the prospect of remaining as an understudy for the long term, he has put pen to paper on a new deal. "This is a fantastic moment for me. I'm so happy to committing my future to Man City. In my opinion, this is the best team in world football, with the best manager and the best coaching setup. It's a privilege to be here and contribute to the team achieving its targets. I feel that I learn every day, and I've definitely improved as a goalkeeper." That's all for the news on Steffen. We'll start with Pep Guardiola. He wasn't happy at some of the questions when he was asked about his latest Champions League game. When asked if the emphasis was only on the next game, as a concept that players would struggle with, City boss insists that a game can be won or lost regardless of the expectations of the opponents. He hit out at the question and insists that his team can, of course, only focus on themselves. That's all then for the latest Man City headlines. We'll have more news later.